Wednesday, October 19th, 2022, one of the linchpin tests today. Linchpin test number 6. In case you're unfamiliar with it, 4 rounds for time, 21 wall ball shots, 18 kipping chin over bar pull-ups, 15 kettlebell swings, that's American, with the 53-pound bell for the men, 35 for the women, and 12 handstand push-ups. Strict or kipping, your choice. Last time we did this was on November 28th, 2020. If you want to go back and check your time. Now, this was programmed today, again, based upon when we look back as to where we were. We had just a dedicated classic lifting day on Monday with the Olympic lifts. Tuesday was just a running day. We were certainly in need of a mixed modality CrossFit style workout, if you will. And this has just about everything that you can have in it. 4 rounds. It's got below parallel with the wall balls, pressing out overhead, even with the wall balls. Don't forget about that. A gymnastics pull for big sets. 4 sets of 18 pull-ups is no joke. You've got the kettlebell swings, which are just kind of snuck in there. They suck out a little bit of hip drive. They hit the midline. Glutes and hamstrings are happening. They're fired up. Shoulders are engaged. Back's engaged. Grip's engaged. You can't catch your breath. And then you go ahead and get yourself inverted for sets of 12 handstand push-ups. And the handstand push-ups staying at 12 are very taxing as well. And now we're getting in some pressing, yes, while you're inverted, but we're getting the pressing that we didn't get, you know, so overhead strength, if you will, in a different manner than what happened on Monday. So Monday was overhead strength, but in a receiving position. Your elbow should be locked out when that barbell hits for these snatches. And now we're developing that with a very dedicated, you know, your elbow goes from flexion to extension, flexion to extension. We're pressing every single solitary time. And again, same thing is happening with the wall ball shots. Fantastic workout. I think everybody will enjoy it. If you can handle the volume, great. If somebody was thinking as to, you know, this is our two-person team day as well, in case you want to work out with somebody else, because fitness with friends is fun. But if you're thinking about whether or not you should scale or do this prescribed, the wall balls are typically to a 10-foot target for men, a 9-foot target for women. Nothing about this needs to be unbroken. Let me go ahead and say that. Nothing. But I would think if you can get the wall balls right off the bat anyway, in 2 sets to get to the 21, you're good to go. I know plenty of people do it as a set of 21. That's fine. But if you're doing an 11 and then a 10, that's good to go. Or if maybe you can do the 21, but you know it's not smart long term, so even from round 1 you're going to do a 10, a 6, and a 5, there's nothing wrong with that. But you should be able to handle a set of 21 wall ball shots. The 18 pull-ups certainly don't need to be broken up as well. I would like to see that somebody fresh could do a set of 10 to 12 kipping pull-ups fresh. So maybe they see something like this and they're going to get that set of 18 in 3 sets of 6. That'd be a good place to be. The kettlebell swings going overhead. Ideally, I would like to see somebody take the time they need after the pull-ups. So when they pick up the kettlebell, at least they're in round 1. They think they're going to get those swings unbroken. And then the handstand push-ups. There's such a huge discrepancy on people's capacity to do handstand push-ups. Some people will gobble up that set of 12. Other people are going to do, you know, 4 sets of 3 to get there with some short shakeouts between that. And there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're safe and capable and confident going into those rep ranges and those loadings, you're good to go, because nothing needs to be unbroken. And of course, playing it off the goal time is always a good thing to do as well, just to kind of sanity check yourself. One thing to note in the wild card option, which is good, is if you're not happy with the handstand pushups, they just don't treat you well for whatever reason. Well, in the wild card option, we have shoulder press, 12 shoulder press per round at 50 to 60% of your 1 rep max shoulder press. It's a great option, and there's nothing wrong with doing that. I'll even tell you that my wife, who is astonishingly more fit than I am, went to the games twice as an individual, was a Division I gymnast, very capable and confident with handstand pushups. She's just at the phase of her life that she doesn't want to do handstand push-ups anymore. They just don't make her feel good. And so she'll do the shoulder press. So if that's where you are, own it. It's totally good to go. Fitness will be achieved, and we'll march into the horizon together here. Only thing to note here on the scaled option, obviously we have some reduced loadings. What you don't see there is you can always reduce the height on the wall ball shot as well. If you want to go down to 9 feet for the men and 8 feet for the women, go ahead and do that. Totally good to go. If you need to reduce it even more, do whatever is appropriately challenging for where you are. That's always the best decision. And we have ring rows or pull-ups in part of the scaled option. And if you choose the ring row route, I would just encourage you to make those ring rows tough, because you don't want to just put your body at such an easy angle that you blow through them to like just to help your time out. That's not doing you any favors. Make them tough. Put your body at a significant enough angle that you have to break them up several times because they're that hard. Then what you're doing is really developing the pulling strength you need to work towards those pull-ups, and that will serve you well. And for the limited equipment crew, swinging the dumbbell, all good, mimics the kettlebell just fine, and they get the jumping air squats each time, which is just, imagine a regular traditional air squat, but you just jump 2 or 3 inches off the ground at the top of each rep, and you're good to go. And they are sneaky with how challenging they become. Hope you enjoyed that linchpin test for most of us. It's a rest day tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday.